Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about, the truth, and looking at Jesus as the Word of Truth. And different aspects of that, we've been working our way through the first little bit of John chapter 1. And today is kind of the follow-up combination of yesterday. I kind of started in on it yesterday because the topics are so intertwined, it's difficult to talk about one without the other. But today we're going to talk about the true light. And John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." And yesterday we looked at verse 4, which said, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." And so yesterday we focused as much as we could on the truth of life, but because that very life is the light of men, we kind of started into this topic on the true light. And as I think about Jesus, there's a couple times that he talks about the light of the world. And yes, he describes himself as the light of the world. That anyone who follows him, who walks with him, no longer walks in darkness. But he also tells those that are following him that you are the light of the world. And I think when you look at this section out of John where it says he is the true light, that it's the true light for everyone. And the way that spreads is as we encounter Jesus through our experience in the Word, through his presence in our life, then we reflect that light that is within us. And we share that light with the people around us. Living as the light of the world says that we're plugged in to the source of light. We're plugged into the power source. And when we realize just how important that is, if you turn a lamp on at home and it produces light, the easy thing to say is that the lamp is the light of that room. But if you unplug it, is it still the light of that room? Well, in a technical sense, it is. It's simply not working. But because the electricity is required, if it's an electric lamp or if it's an oil lamp, that fuel is required. You could make a pretty good argument that the true light is that which gives it power, is that which makes it work. And in reality, it's the combination. Jesus shines brightly in this world when we are plugged into Him and His light shines through us. And as you look at the early church growing from a handful of believers even what we would call pre-church, those hand-chosen disciples of Jesus, and then the crowds that would follow but then fall away, but out of those crowds would remain a group who were faithful. Oh, they were like us. They weren't perfectly faithful. They had their times of doubt and fear and yet, they continued on. And after Jesus ascends to heaven and His Spirit comes upon the disciples, they begin to share the light of Jesus, the true life, the true light. And that light illuminates everyone. And people are wanting to know, what do I do now? And in Acts chapter 2, Peter tells the crowd that are asking that they need to repent and be immersed into Christ for the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says that, and they ask the question because the light was for everyone. And it was shining through the apostles. It was shining through the message of Peter. And part of our role as God's children, as His followers, as Christians, is to shine the light of Jesus in places that are very dark. To not withhold it because we think it's not applicable, or it's not desired, or it's not useful. God's Spirit brings about change and conviction. And if God says the light is for everyone, then who are we to exclude others from that opportunity of seeing the light and following the light? Granted, we can't make the changes in people's lives. We can't force them to walk in the light if they prefer to continue in darkness. When He says it's for everyone, He's not saying that it's a universalist, everything's good, do whatever you want. It's available. Everyone has the opportunity, and as Christians, we need to realize the powerful transformation that can come when a person chooses to walk in that light. And sometimes we look at people, and in our estimation, they are so far removed from any hint of light that we see no possibility. But that's between them and God. And sometimes the amazement of what light does in bringing people to a recognition of their need for Jesus. You see, Jesus comes on the scene as the Word of Truth. And as the Word of Truth, He is the light that brings life. To think about the necessity of light I think about the grow lights that people sometimes have in their homes so that they can grow plants, so that the plants can be healthy and prosper. That the plant needs that light in order for it to live. If we take it out of the sunlight, out of the natural light, or if the days are too short and they don't get enough natural light, it doesn't remain healthy. And I think it's true for Christians. If we try to hide from the light for whatever reason, if there's parts of our life that we don't want exposed by the light of Jesus, and I'm not necessarily talking about exposed to the world, I'm talking about exposed to ourselves. Because we think we're hiding it from God and we're not. But this true light isn't a light that's meant to harm us. It's a light that's meant to guide us. It's a light that's meant to help us to grow. It's a light that gives us protection. And God says that His Word is that lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path, so that we don't stumble. Now, I have to tell you, I've had more than my share, it seems like, at times of stumbling in broad daylight, and so I'm not saying it's a guarantee. But I definitely stumble a lot less when I can see where I'm going and choose to pay attention than when it's dark and I can't see. And this true light of men comes to everyone, and we're given the choice. Do we walk in it or do we seek the shadows? As we pray today, it's my prayer that each one of us would not only know the true light that is Jesus, but we would share that light with everyone, and we would choose to walk in it. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You know what we need. You know how darkness tends to surround us at times and brings a great confusion that leads us to do things that we would not do in the light. And Father, may we live a life that's illuminated by Jesus. May that true light that brings life fill us, so that as we grow and as we go about life, not only is our path illuminated, but others can see the light of the world living in us. That light is shared with the people around us. That the darkness that may have crept into their life begins to be filled with light. And Father, I know there's times when that light makes us uncomfortable. We're not sure we're ready to see the things that we really need to deal with. That we need to set aside the things that are the deeds of darkness. That have no place in a walk of faith. So Father, today as we choose to find life in this light that's true, May we be willing for that light to transform every aspect of our life. May we consider how it calls us to a greater purity, a greater holiness, a greater righteousness, not of our own doing, but out of a transformed spirit. Father, as we live today, as we approach this weekend where we turn another page in that calendar, and for many it's a significant change of one year to the next, and a time that marks an end and a beginning, a time when many choose and resolve to make new beginnings. I pray that in the midst of all of it, that we strengthen our commitment to walk in the light. And that we strengthen our commitment to sharing the light. And Father, today, help us as we interact with people, as we go about our day's tasks, to be that light of the world. Not because of our inherent goodness, but because of the light of the world that lives within us. And may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.